Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. It is sunny and beautiful and wonderful, and it's the middle of summer. And what happens when summer happens? The kids get to come home all day. So what did I do to myself? I invited all of the cousins, the six of them, to my house for the whole week, and I only have one child. So I am exhausted, and I need some medicine. What is my medicine today? My medicine is a little bit of Prozac. We are going to start with the Canadian band, duo consisting of Jay Levine and James Brian McCullen, and they're known for their animated videos based on two individuals, these two best friends. They're named Simon and Milo, and in their search for love. This is the band Prozac and their song Strange Disease.
Yes, Milo, what is it?
Miss, it seems that my friend and musical partner Simon has fallen ill. Please allow me to take him to the school nurse.
Of course you can, Milo, but make it quick. Tell me, Simon, what seems to be the problem?
A little sexual frustration, combined with lack of motivation, and a loss of concentration. I got a strange disease. I can't concentrate on work. My libido's gone berserk. Now I'm sweating through my shirt. I got a strange disease. 2 weeks ago, you said you'd never leave me. And here I am alone. And in this world of reckless happenstance, why do good things have to go away and leave you with nothing? Yeah, you left me with nothing. Emotional sensations set by your television stations, and unaffected by locations. I got a strange disease. I can't seem to get to sleep. I don't want nothing to eat. Walking up and down your street, I got a strange disease.
That was Strange Disease by Prozac. They have been on the music scene since 1998. They had a couple of weird stints from 1998 to 2008 and 2015 to 2019 and now in 2022 until present. And they're quite interesting in terms of their creative energy regarding specifically their two main characters, Simon and Milo. That particular song was nominated for their Video of the Year in 2002. Ready, Set, Go was the album. The next song on the list is also from Prozac. It's called Sucks to Be You from their Hot Show 1998 album, Enjoy.
You know, Milo, that girl really hurt me. But now I know just how Tamara felt when I treated her the exact same way. I'm a bastard.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Simon. Come on, let me buy you a milkshake.
That was my second song from Prozac, and I feel better already. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 in English Only with the Doctor. The next set of songs on the list, well, there's not just a set of songs, this next song specifically, is from a group called Tandem. Now, this is a cover that they do. And when I think about summer and summer nights, I think about my cousin Ken, who used to play guitar. We used to have these sing-along contests with my aunts who we would, I don't know, let's say endearingly call them the Lala sisters. And they would sit there and sing around the fire and then argue constantly about the lyrics of every song. It was emotional and it was also very entertaining. But my cousin Ken would play a lot of wonderful music. He was a great guitar player. His younger brother, Mark, also was a fantastic guitar player. And now when we sit around the fire in the summer, we also do this singing along in our own home. So we're not cover experts, but this is an expert cover originally by the Counting Crows. This is Accidentally in Love, the song, and it's from the music group called Tandem and their 2022 album.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love. Think about it every time I think about it. Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to cure this? Just to cure it, cause I can't ignore it. If it's love, it makes me wanna turn around and face me. But I don't know nothing about love, uh-oh. Snowball running, running down into the spring that's coming. All this love melting under blue skies, belting out sunlight, shimmering love. Oh, baby, I surrender to strawberry ice cream. Never ever end of all this love. Well, I didn't mean to do it. There's no escaping your love. Oh, oh, these lines of lightning mean we're never. Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
Have you ever been accidentally in love? I'm not sure I have. I've always been purposefully in love and very aware of it. I never really knew, though, if other people were interested in me because I was kind of naive, or still am. I don't get it. I end up having these great friends, and these great friends become my partners. And then these partners, if they stay, they stay. And if they don't, they don't. But we always remain friends. It's a very strange dynamic. There's a lot of baggage there. Thank goodness my partner thinks I'm fantastic. That said, this next song on the list is Hot Hot Heat. It's by the band, Hot Hot Heat. They are a dance punk band. And would you believe their influence is Elvis Costello? They are originally from Vancouver, BC, and they started on the music scene in 1999, the year before Y2K. This is song Bandage by their album, their first album, Make Up the Breakdown, from 2002. Here it goes, Hot Hot Heat. If you want to take a look at the video, it is hilarious. It features people in very advanced ages, happy as can be.
breakfast too.
That was crazy. I love that song. That said, okay, so how are you guys feeling? I'm feeling great. I feel like I want to dance or have a barbecue or go to the beach or be anything that's sunny and vacation-y. I hope your drive time is doing okay and that you're not getting too excited about getting home and having your own barbecues on this lovely day, despite every once in a while there's a little bit of cloud, but that's okay. I don't mind cloud. Last night, the cousins, my son and the rest of the broad, they decided to sleep outside in the stars. It was fantastic. It was a quiet night for them. But of course, as a parent, I stayed up all night worrying that they were going to need some kind of help, which is not very good. It's helicopter parenting is not good for the soul. I'm telling you this now for anybody who's interested. That said, on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor, the next group on the list is Arcade Fire. Now, they are originally from Montreal, Quebec. They were formed in 2003, and they are an independent Canadian rock band, and they're fantastic. This is from their 2010 album, The Suburbs, and it's called Ready to Start. Now, they have received numerous awards, numerous nominations, and I think that they are a fantastic band. Listen to them. They're pretty cool.
I was yours, but I'm not. Now I'm
What I like about Arcade Fire is I think they're kind of nifty. Oops. They are nifty in terms of they kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's not quite psychedelic. It's not quite, you know, music that you can really, really dance hard to, but it's, I think it would be, I enjoy this as someone might enjoy jazz, this kind of music. Because I'm not really into jazz, but because I think it moves into in and out of music rhythms too quickly. And I think this has a similar vibe, but more of a rocky feel. So Arcade Fire is one of my favorite bands from Montreal, but it certainly isn't one of my mother's. Because when I think about summer and Canada, I think about what did we do when I was a kid, when I was living at home. And when I was living at home, we used to have what was called a block party. We don't really have that here in France very much. I know we do in my community because I make my neighbors come to my house for a block party on a yearly basis because I think it's important to connect. But I don't think it's part of the French tradition. Now, what a block party is when you invite all of your neighbors for like a communal barbecue and you have a chance to talk, shoot the shit and talk about things that are unrelated to work, family, friends, maybe drink a few beers, and just enjoy each other's company. And it's pretty impromptu. It doesn't have to be something that has been planned in months and months in advance. Kind of come as you are in your pajamas, in your dress, in your curlers, and all of that. The next song is on that exact note, is a remix by Mastercraft, who is named after, it's a Canadian tire tool brand, Mastercraft. So if you ever go to this big, huge chain store similar to Leroy Merlin, it's Canadian Tire and it's our Canadian version of Focom, or probably poor quality, to be honest, Mastercraft. That said, this is from their, Mastercraft started in 2006, and this is a remix called Two More Years from their album Block Party. That was Block Party, Two More Years. You're listening to 94.9 FM, Graph Hit 94.9 FM, and English Only with a Doctor. I have three kids in the house with me today because of the six, three decided to come with me and thought it'd be really interesting to watch Auntie do her work or her volunteer or her passion. And I'm pretty sure since they don't really understand English that they are bored to their gourds, and I feel very sorry for them. They have the headphones on. One of them has their head on the desk, and the other one is looking absently up in, looking at all of the posters we have in the room. So anyway, in the studio. So if I'm a little distracted, I'm very, very sorry. That's the reason. The next song on the list is by Matric. Now, Matric is an interesting band. I think that they're really cool. They have been on the music scene since 1998, and I feel like the lyrical content of their music feels older than that, almost sager. If you listen really closely to the lyrics say some really interesting things. They tell a story that sometimes is both macabre and hopeful, and it's just and the way that they do their music videos, it's very similar. There's a lot of black and white imagery. It's makes you think. So this particular music is called song is called Monster Hospital. It's from their 2005 album, Live It Out. Matric is originally from Toronto, Ontario, and they were founded, like I said, in 1998, and they are still going strong. What I love the most about this band is Emily Haynes and her hypnotic voice. Enjoy the hypnotism on your drive on 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
She can
the war won. Is that not a statement that's very, very appropriate? I tell my son on a regular basis that all death is tragic, regardless of what side you are fighting on. And I want to reminded him actually this morning about it. I don't know why we were talking about, but it's something that comes up on a regular basis, specifically when we think about the political climate happening in Europe and what's happening in the Ukraine right now. Not just the Ukraine, there's a lot of places where there's war, and the war is never really won. There's always losers in a war. The next set of songs, or the next song that I'm going to bring you, is called Drinking in L.A., and it is by Bran Van 3000. I don't know if you know anything about Bran Van 3000. I think you'll probably recognize this song because it's pretty vintage. They are an interesting group. They started in, I don't know, 1996, and they got universal acclaim, not universal, but global acclaim quite quickly. They are originally from Montreal, Quebec, can you believe it? And they are an alternative hip-hop band. This is it from, this is Drinking in L.A. from Bran Van 3000.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
We got three tickets to the Bran Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you going to all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I want those three Bran Van tickets, man. Todd.
He's alive.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-hole fool, Julie Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I said, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26? I got the freedom for the flavor, the payback for the labor, still I'm in a fix.
Yeah, like
and the girls on the bus kept on laughing at us as we rode around town down to Venice again. Firing up a G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kind of groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money.
Some men now wanted to hurt us, and other men said we weren't worth the fuss. You could see them all bitching by the bar, above the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
Well, come on Monday and we'll fix it all up.
LA, LA,
That was Drinking in L.A. at 26 by Bran Van 3000 from their 1997 Glee album. I was in L.A. when I was about 18 years old. I went and decided to do a 3,700-kilometer car trip with my mother. I have to say, I wasn't smoking before I started that trip, and I certainly was smoking after because she was a big chain smoker. No, that's not nice. She was not a chain smoker, but she did enjoy the regular cigarette. And I was so stressed out from the drive, I decided to just join in, thinking that that was a good idea. So I went to LA with her, and she had a blast of a time. I wasn't old enough to drink at the time. So my friend who I was going to visit, who was in journalism school at the time, took us in. We slept in the stars. We went skinny dipping. It was fantastic. And he and I have still remain friends today. He is currently a cameraman for a major television station in Canada. And what I remember about Los Angeles is that at the time, anyway, there was a Venice Beach, and there were very strange people on the beach. And what I mean by strange people is that you would never really know what you're going to get. They could be completely in hobo-ish clothes and don't look like they have a home to live on, walking around without any shoes on, not bathed, not clean, and live on a house on the Malibu cliffs. And it was just a fantastic time. My mom went to lots of parties. She's one of the coolest chicks you'll ever meet. And it's difficult to be a teenage daughter of a woman who's the most beautiful woman in the room. So she had a lot of fun and came home looking like an Oreo cookie because she was burnt herself and turned black on one side of her body, and the other side of her body was white as the driven snow. The next song on the list is by Broken Social Scene. Now, I thought that they were really interesting because I just kind of fell on them because of a video that I saw, and they were wearing gas masks. And I thought it was really apropos considering that there's all of these oil, stop oil movements and climate change. It's been very, very hot. It's harder for some people to breathe in higher pollution, specifically when we're living in Paris. And I thought it was just interesting. They have been an independent rock band. They were formed in 1999, and this particular song is called Cause Equals Time.
Yeah. out the cars.
You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. We are on our 47th minute and 22nd second of this 1 hour session on your drive time. I hope your drive is doing great and that you're feeling calm and wonderful and in a vacation-y state of mind, ready for a wonderful barbecue or even camping outside like my kids did thus last night. This next song on the list is by Sump41. I don't think that they need any introduction. I think most of you probably already know them. They are originating from Ontario, Canada, from a town called Ajax. And if you know anything about cleaning supplies in Canada, Ajax is a cleaning supply that you use. It's almost granular. And you use it to clean your bathtub and any kind of surface that gets scummy or has any kind of residue on it. It's fantastic, but it's probably terrible for the environment. We don't have it here, but it was used when I was a kid. It was one of the staples in our house for cleaning. I don't think that the town Ajax has anything to do with the cleaning product, but I thought it was an interesting tidbit of information. Sum 41, like as you probably have already know, have been on the music scene since 1996. So they're getting old, but they are still rocking it hard. This is In Too Deep from their 2001 album, Filler.
Complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. We'll be right back.
That was Sum 41 and In Too Deep. I'm sure you guys know them. I'm not going to spend too much more time talking about Sum 41, except I know that the lead singer was married to Avril Lavigne at some point. They recently divorced, or maybe quite a few years ago. I don't keep up with that kind of news, but I know they were married for a bit. On that note, marriage, well, you know, sometimes you have one, sometimes you have two, sometimes you have three or four weddings married. I've been married twice, and it didn't make me any more bitter than I think I was before. So that's a good sign, because like I said at the beginning of this set, I generally stayed friends with the people that I had long-term relationships with. So we end on amicable terms. On this next set, we are going to listen to Feist. And I thought I'd pay homage to my home province in Alberta, because she is from Alberta. She's from Calgary. This song is from, she's been on the music scene since 1991. And this song is from her 2007 album, The Reminder. It became famous because of, it was on an Apple, a Mac computer commercial. And it was in the year that it was on the computer commercial, she was also a winner of two Juno Awards. And it's a cute song. I have a musician friend who just absolutely despises her. He doesn't call her a musician at all. He just calls her a hack. But I don't seem to agree. I think that it's kind of a cute song. So we're going to listen to it. It's Feist 1, 2, 3, 4 on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Now, wasn't that cute? I thought it was a really cute song. It's really catchy. It's very cliche, maybe, but I like it. I like her voice too. I think it's really cool. And the last note, this is the last song we're going to play on this hour set on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. And I have to thank my three audience members. Thank you so much for being quiet while I was speaking. I think that they rock. Their age ranges from 7 to 12. So I think they did a bang up job. Just fantastic. I am leaving this house. I bid you a fantastic day, a wonderful weekend, and a great beginning of your holidays. The doctor has left the house. She hopes that the medicine that she gave you is provided you with a little bit of upbeat spirit. And on the last song of the day, it's Twin River. It's a Vancouver band. They're an indie pop band, and they are based on a duo from Courtney Ewan and Andy Bishop, and they're covering a Canadian music legend, Sloan's The Other Man. It's a really great version. This is a live version at the 604 studio. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. Have a great week. I will talk to you or hear you next week.
Situation or another.